We tried, a couple of years ago, we wanted to do the mini Randolph Shepherd where we would mandate that state buildings have the same preference or priority. You know?
Right.
And we're just kind of doing that on a department by department basis. Is that?
No.
There you go.
Yeah, what happened a few years ago was that they didn't wanted to put the same language than the federal law. They just wanted to say that we were not going to pay rent.
Okay.
But they didn't take the word bid out. And with that is that we're having delays on getting the permit.
Very good. Well, I think we're going to move on to try to get, you know, back on schedule as close as we can. And of course, the next thing on the agenda is the it's the executive director's report. If I'm looking at my, yeah, the report of the executive director. And Carlos, given what's kind of happened business wise, you know, I'm going to give you a little flexibility on how you want to do your report and maybe combine, you know, some other things as you feel appropriate, okay?
Activities from the different offices, administrations, and so forth. I'm just going to give highlights on that and focus more on the budget. There are three areas where I usually talk on. Is one, well, actually, yeah, three areas. The my report, the MBE report, and the budget. The MBE, because it was the focus topic, I'm not going to address that if you guys are okay with that.
Yeah.
So my report will be very short, but then the budget will be the main one, especially for questions and answers. And then we can tie right after that also order of selection, if you guys are okay. So during the first public hearing, I mean public comments, people could ask questions about that as well.
And I would think maybe about 10:45 we're going to want to squeeze in a break there, if you know, to give audience a little comfort
range. Sure. I'll just
go as far as you want, and then we'll go from there.
Okay. Just very quickly about the last quarter, starting from October 1st to the end of December, under the Older Blind Program, or OIB, we serve 109 clients. Under the independent living, which are under 55 years of age, you may remember that we don't get federal grants for that anymore, but it's fully state funded. So we serve so far 50 clients under 55 years of age. And that's when they don't have a vocational rehabilitation goal. Under the VR area, so far we are serving 391 clients. Mm. We have clients getting jobs as physical therapists, elementary school teacher, court reporter, skin care specialist, community health worker, and teacher assistant. In the administration, we talk about the LB 220, which is to strengthen the MPE law. There is also another bill, 123, which is the Transparency Act. That's the state law that requires all state agencies to upload all their contracts. And in our case, we have to upload all the contracts that has to do with services for clients as well, which has confidential information. In order to upload those contracts, we need to delete all that confidential information. So, HHS and Voc Rehab are already exempt from that. So we are asking to be exempt. If that passes, it will save us a lot of time. The leadership team, we met with commissioners Hanson and Bolger to go over our budget situation back in November. We also met with employee relations and the president of the union, as well as their attorney, to talk about our reduction enforcement plan. And it was everything approved in their mind. We follow all the rules and regulations. We also have a conference call, and I have several correspondents with RSA to talk about order of selection and the needs to get into that. A client assistance program, the director of TAP usually comes to our supervisor meetings, and on every supervisor meeting we've been talking about the situation of the budget, so he's aware of our situation and he's already supporting getting into order of selection, but we will talk more about that later. Fusion is not going to be in Nebraska any longer, so that means that we are not going to be contracting with Aware for the financial portion of our system. So that means that we have to continue doing what we are doing for now. We are spending most of our time on balancing the budget, and I will focus on that later. Some of the cuts we did since, well, let me do this. I'm going to just mix both commissioners as I go, and sure. Then when we focus on the budget, it will be more the big picture, yeah?
Sure.
When I became director, first of all, interim director, and then I was appointed or was hired officially as director by the end of August, one of the first meetings we went was to a national training meeting in Omaha. And RSA was there, and that was the first big attention that we got when they told us that we were not going to get much realignment because the decision was that money was going to go for the states affected by the hurricane. And since that, we've been looking at more and more closely to the budget. I confess that we focus more on the operations portion of it, cutting transportation, training, not attending conventions, a lot of extra stuff that we used to do for both staff and clients in order to cut cost. And we did cut a lot, but it wasn't enough. By the end of the last quarter, around the middle of November or so, we realized that we made almost all the cuts we put on operations, and we started to look at the buildings, which is also part of operations, and even with that wasn't going to be enough. So the other two areas, the largest expenditure was staff members and clients. So that was time that we needed to focus on too. In fact, I was not wanting to look at order of selection because I thought, well, I mean, if we reduce staff, it should be enough, but on the other hand, I didn't want to reduce staff. If we got into order of selection, maybe we could keep the staff. So the more we talk about it, the more obvious it was that we didn't have a choice. Now, it went over a year since, again, I was hired and we were talking about the budget with supervisors. So counselors and staff members were aware of what the situation was. We talked to them almost every month because the supervisors met every month. They went back to their districts and talked about the budget situation. Human nature usually tells us, well, as long as it's not affecting me, maybe it's not going to happen. I hear comments like, we never thought it was going to be that way. Why are we in this situation? Well, the reason why we are in this situation is we were relying too much on realignment and social security reimbursement. to the point in which at one point we were carrying over around $2.5 million. And back in 2017, we spent around $500,000 that we didn't used to spend on the AWARE system. And that was the same year that we didn't get much realignment. We used to get $800,000, we only got $85,000. So $700,000, $715,000 less for a small agency like us, it's a lot. Then the following year, we request $900,000, we only got $400,000. So carryover keeps going down. Then we look at how much Social Security reimbursement we were going to get. The average we were getting were between $600,000 to $800,000, so $700,000. But you can usually predict how much you will get the following year because you look at the closures you have the previous year, you track those for 12 months to see if they are still employed, and after that, you get a reimbursement. So in other words, if we get 10 good placements and they get off Social Security benefits, out of those 10, maybe 6 or 7 we will get reimbursed because some of them decide to go part-time or they don't want to lose their benefits. So we could get reimbursed, you know, 60 to 70% of the successful placements who we think are over the SGA. Well, as we look at those numbers, this coming year, we were only going to get 185,000. So our overall expenditure for this fiscal year is like $5.9 million. And our state and federal grants is only $4.3 million. So we are talking about $1.6 million deficit that we need to look at cutting. The areas we can cut, again, are operations, staff, and client services. We cut a lot on operations. In fact, we're still budgeting for this year around $1.7 million. But after all the cuts we're going to be making for the rest of the year, we are calculating that will go down to $1 million. Then for salaries and benefits is $3.2 million that we are spending. After the staff reduction, it's going to go to $2.680 something. So rounded out to $2.7 million. And then on client services, that's why we need to get into order of selections. As we talk to different staff members, we keep asking them, give us ideas, but again, there is so much we can reduce from operations. So now we need to reduce staff members and client services. One of the things I want to remind ourselves is that for the last 15 or so years, I keep hearing, not only in Nebraska, but across the nation, how the economy was doing and how state agencies are laying off staff, are reducing a lot of staff and services. But we, the Commission for the Blind, were not because of those two main incomes that we were getting, Social Security reimbursement and federal realignment. When you really look at the situation, we are not getting that anymore, so we are back to being at the same situation that the other state agencies were for the last 15 years. I talked to Buck Rehab here in Lincoln, estimating that we were going to lay off around 20% of our staff. And they said that looking at their staff freeze, they also have around 20 to 25%. So we're in the same pitch, and they are in order of selection for more than a year already. So we are in better shape than they are. I'm not trying to say we're doing a great job, but I think we are doing a good job in spite of all the situation we are having. We talk to state agencies to see if there are other ways to deal with the situation. they said, you know, they went through that, and that's the solution. You know? I talked to other state agencies, same thing, not only staff reduction, but also order of selection. I think right now there are like 43 states in the nation that are in order, no, 43 agencies that are in order of selection. Out of 70 agencies, I believe. So that's the how the budget is looking at the field services. In spite of all the cuts we are doing, they are working very hard, networking with people, networking with different state, local agencies, private entities, the Chamber of Commerce, Project Search, the School for the Blind in Nebraska. We continue networking and working with them. One of the other areas that affect our budget is the mandate of spending 15% of our budget on pre-employment transition services. We used to spend around $80,000 on transition. That is mainly wages and winner fees. And now we have to spend $450,000. So that's around $315,000 extra that we have to spend in that population, which takes money away from the other services. But the problem with that too is there are a lot of restrictions because we cannot count room and board, like wages, we have room and board there, we cannot count that towards pre-ed's numbers. We cannot count transportation. And there are a few other, we cannot count tuition, job coaching. So it's a lot of things that we cannot count. Now, the state director has been complaining and arguing about this for the last 4 years. The assistant secretary of education is aware of this. Last week, the president is reappointing or sending his nomination of Mark Schultz for RSA commissioner. Mark Schultz is a former state director, so he's very aware of what this issue is. Last week also I got an email from the president of the State Council of Agencies for the Blind saying that the assistant secretary says that he's still working on that and that in the next few weeks, meaning maybe in a few months, we will get more news about pre-eds. But for now, we are stuck with the regulations as it is. So there are different factors there. I keep asking too, you know, okay, but we used to operate with less money, you know, why we cannot operate now? Well, salaries and benefits went up, and the federal grant and state grant didn't go up. Insurance, health insurance went up. Workers' comp is going up. Rent goes up. Leases for cars went up. Everything is going up, but when we got increase from the state and the federal government, only 1%, 1.3%, and everything else keep going up for the last 15 years. So it's a combination of different factors, okay? Is Kat here yet?
No.
Okay, because she was going to be here with more numbers. But that's how it's looking. This, we sent an announcement earlier in January about getting into order of selection. We still need to amend the state plan, the combined state plan, with the Department of Education and the RSA. In order to do that, we need to justify why we want to get into order of selection. So we put together a policy for order of selection. Carol worked on that a lot, and when we get into that topic, we can talk more about order of selection. But she's going to be providing training to counselors and field staff. The RSA staff is asking us for some more data, and I just sent that result information yesterday. So we will be hearing from them very soon. The public meeting, I think we used to call it public hearing, is scheduled February 13th, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. February 13 at the Lincoln office, the Lincoln conference room. So after that, we should be getting ready to implement order of selection in March 1st.
Okay.
Pardon me?
No, never.
I'm sorry. Any questions for me about the reports so far?
So, Carlos, I guess I would have one asked my. So the the board is here to watch what goes on within the commission. And a couple of years ago, we were told by, I forget who it is within the state government, that we need to pay more attention to the budget. So we started to get more reports and try to
state
auditor. All right. So anyway, so this in the last meeting we had, you guys report everything was fine because that's kind of where you guys thought it was at that time. And then like four or five days later, you're like, ooh, where did this come from? And to coin a phrase, we were kind of blindsided by, the switch. So anyway, so how can we better help you guys oversee some of this, what's happened? I mean, how could we have helped, or how could we better help in the future? And part of that would be, as the board members here, are we comfortable with what we're now seeing budget-wise? I'm not sure if we could have saw the trend coming, but maybe. But, we have a part of this, just as you guys have a part of kind of how it happened and what we need to do. So anyway, so how can we help better in the future?
Can I add something to that before
please,
you answer?
Yeah.
To be fair, Carlos, you in November you did report that there was some financial difficulties at the time. It wasn't that everything was fine, but the I agree with Robert that. Maybe it was just the way in which it was communicated. Some of the policies that we've hearing, from Bill Brown for years about financial decisions are made. I don't think that at that time we had a good feeling for the depth of the problem. But I know you did talk about there being the financial trouble and the decision-making process you guys were going through to try to remedy some of it at the time. And I know we've talked some about since then in the meeting that Mark and I, when we met with senior leadership in November, some of the financial reports that Bill Brown started to send us in because of the auditor. It's information overload. It was too low of a level for us to really be able to watch things reasonably watch things. We needed something at a higher level, at a more summary level, and I know we're working with Kat now to accomplish that. So there are some things there that I know we're starting, but to echo Robert's question, is there anything that we could do to help with that process? Certainly, we can go to the unicameral with you and testify and show support for budget appropriations and support for bills going through the unicameral. But is there other things that we can do to support your efforts and to support the agency better?
Absolutely.
Yeah, next
little
refinement, the correction on that, Michael.
Okay, thank you, Mike. Yeah, just I see two parts here. One is about the budget, how you guys can help us better to keep on top of the finances. And the other part, how you can support the agency moving forward. I think that's what I understand. the first part, yeah, I kind of knew the budget that the finances were not in good shape, and I say that in almost every meeting with staff, consumers, and also with you guys, maybe not strong enough because I didn't have exact numbers. I got the same information from Bill that you guys got. The budget or the numbers I presented to you seems very simple, but to get to those numbers, you need to move things around everywhere. And very much, Bill used to give us all the numbers, usually by December or January. When I reported to you last time was November, so at that time, with the numbers I knew, what I told you was, we still need to make some more cuts, but I don't think we are going to get into order of selection.
Right.
That's what I remember.
Yes.
But then, Kat was able to get all the numbers I wanted her to get to me in order for me to start projecting to the future. And that's when we realized that we couldn't make more cuts on operations, that we need to look at other areas. And that's when I communicated with the board right away, had meetings with the supervisors and supervisor with counselors. So that's one part, how you can get more involved. I think Mike already talked to Kat and sent in a spreadsheet. She's sending those to you. She also has another one that she told me that she would like to provide to you, and I told her to wait until you look at the other one first. But she's going to provide that to you and compare those two, or maybe you want to get those two. But I guarantee you, Kat is looking at those very often and giving us the answers we need, rather than just sending a long spreadsheet that is hard to digest. So I think it's good that you guys look at those numbers and Kat sends the new spreadsheet and ask questions. Okay, well, I would be glad to ask you. You don't have to call me directly. You can call Kat too. She will let me know. Or call me and I will get information for you. The same, I encourage staff members and consumers to do the same. You know, as the director, I'm open to any of them to answer questions. How do we do this in the future for the budget? Yes, Mike, it would be great if you can come to testify. I mentioned to you last year that I knew finances were not good, but also on the state level, the unicameral are going to make more cuts. They have been doing that for several years. So when I talk to senators about how to get more money for the commission, in a summary, we look at different areas, and what they say the best chat is to request money for a senior blind. And that's what I reported to you, I think back in August last year. So now we put an increase, the hearing is March 8th, if I'm not mistaken, 7th. And we are requesting $540,000 around that much. And hopefully we get all that money or most of that money. We hope to rehire some of the staff that we are laying off. I mean, we don't get it, we don't get it. But the message was, if we don't ask, we don't get anything. So we're asking for money. That's part of that. And then forward, if staff members contact you, consumers contact you, provide information, you know, I'm sharing. We are being very transparent with all the information. If people have ideas, great. You know, some of the comments were, well, how about grants? Well, we work on grants, they don't want to give us because we are in state agency already. So those are issues that we have to deal with. You know, I'm open to get ideas and support. What I'm telling staff is we need to support those who are being laid off. We don't want to do that, but it's like we don't have a choice. Same time, we don't have a choice for order of selections. If there are better ideas out there, I will welcome them, because we talk about this for different state agencies, different folks in both state personnel and accounting. So moving forward, I guess is support staff, support the commission, morally speaking. Morale is going to be down for a while, but that's going to make us stronger, going to make us work together more. The commission is known because we are passionate for what we do, and because of that passion, sometimes we do argue, we do have some conflict, but that usually is healthy as long as we move forward. It starts being unhealthy when we don't move forward and we just get stuck. Okay, so that's what I can say, I think.
Can I add something?
Yeah, sure.